And welcome back. Last month, St. Louis Public Radio launched a new project designed to give you greater access to and involvement in learning more about our community. It's called Curious Louis and is new to our website at stlpublicradio.org. Joining me in studio to explain what Curious Louis is and how it works are Kimberly Springer, the engagement producer at St. Louis Public Radio, and Nancy Fowler, our arts and culture reporter. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks.
Well, folks who have been to our website, I guess, know a little bit more about Curious Louis than most. But let's start with you, Kimberly, and tell folks exactly what it is. What is Curious Louis?
Sure. Curious Louis is a way for us to get to know our audience better. So journalism has changed, and it's no longer just a one-way, we tell you what's happening, what to think industry anymore. Instead, it's become very much a two-way thing with social media and the internet. And so what Curious Louis does is it asks questions of the audience. And the main question is, what are you curious about? Mm-hmm. And then we're also trying to crowdsource knowledge because we know that our listeners are very well informed and that they can help answer some of the questions that people pose on the website.
This interactivity is what the big change has been most recently in journalism, isn't it?
Putting the social in social media, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's happening. Yeah. Nancy, you've been in journalism for a long time, and this is a change for you, I suspect, is it not? How difficult a change is it for you?
Oh, not at all. It was absolutely, I had a ball doing this story.
The story being well, why don't you explain the story that we're talking about?
Okay, sure. So Rick Jackaway, who's from Webster Groves, had many times driven under this sign, a piece of art really, in Maplewood with the word Maplewood spelled backwards. And these letters, he wasn't sure, you know, what are the letters made out of? Why is it backwards? This wasn't here when I moved away from St. Louis 26 years ago. What's the story? He was just curious, you know, as mm-hmm. as the project is all about.
And what was the answer to his question?
Well, it was fun because I didn't know. And so it was a journey for me. And so I called the Maplewood City Hall. And I was told that it actually wasn't a project of the city, but of the Metrolink. So the sign is right on the Metrolink overpass. And they have a program called Arts and Transit. And they have a budget. And in 2006, they put out a call and said, we need ideas. And so it went from there. And many people applied. And one New York artist had the idea that they went with.
Which was doing it backwards so that it could be read as people were leaving in their rearview mirror or whatever. Is that it?
Exactly. And she was inspired. She came to Maplewood and just fell in love with the city. And she remembered this quote from Marshall McLuhan, who is a communications prophet, that said something to the effect of we look backwards into the future. And she thought, you know, Maplewood is both a place where people have lived for generations and also a place where young folks are moving in. So it's both, you know, both modern and traditional. So she thought that quote fit. And so she went about collecting ideas for how she would do this. And she found two houses that were being torn down. And she took pieces of these homes and created the letters out of these pieces of tile and brick and a couple doorknobs and a faucet.
Well, he also said the medium is the message. Even I suppose even if the message is upside down and backwards or whatever
exactly.
The case might be. Kimberly, how are you going to go about determining the questions and coming up with questions and deciding which ones to answer?
We're casting a wide net in terms of asking people what they're curious about. So it can be investigative. It can be something that has just piqued your curiosity. And we're doing this mostly through the website and through social media. And then in terms of picking the questions, the reporters have access to the website to figure out if there are questions that are on their beat that they would like to answer. So, for example, we've had a question about stadium funding that Jason Rosenbaum has looked into already. And so that's one sort of mode of doing it. And then we also have a voting round. So what we do is we sit with the editors and we pick questions that have been submitted that we think we can answer. And then we put those to the public as part of that voting round.
And how long a process is this likely to be, or does it make any difference?
The voting round lasts for about a week. So we want to give people a chance to vote, but also if their question is up for a vote, they can lobby their friends.
My impression is, and I've seen some of the comments on our website, is that the Maplewood sign story that Nancy did has really gotten a lot of response.
it's gotten an amazing response, especially on Facebook, because it's gotten shared, I think, about 36 times, which for us is like a high number.
36 times. Sharing. What are they actually sharing?
They've shared the article with their friends on Facebook.
And comment is comes along with that.
Right. And then they've probably clicked through to our website to see more of the article.
I'm just getting a message here from one of our producers. Over 14,000 page views in a week. That's getting serious.
Yeah, yeah.
That's getting serious. What are some of the questions you're considering at the present time?
We have some interesting questions. Well, I'll tell you about the voting round because we just put that up and people can find that on the homepage. There's a question about the Forest Park Grand intersection and the traffic flow there. I think it still has some people confused. Also, there was a question about what happened to the LGBT community center. And I think we've done some reporting on that topic, so that's one of the questions that's up. Also, one that was really relevant to me last night, someone asked about the lack of reflective paint on the streets and visibility when you're driving in the rain. And when I first read the question, I thought, interesting. But then last night, when I tried to drive in the rain, I thought, I can't see these lines at all. So that's one question. And then the last question is a perennial one that we hear a lot, which is, why are St. Louisans obsessed with where people went to high school? So those are the choices.
All right. Well, you know, that's a question that everybody – I've been here a long time. I have never been asked that question. But, of course, I didn't go to high school here. But you hear it all the time. Who's going to be put on that assignment?
We're not sure yet because there are a lot of theories about this and some other publications have covered it. So we want to figure out if that one does win, what's a unique angle that we can take on it and also talk to the person who asked the question.
Is this something that has been developed here? I mean, is this your idea? Is this something that is unique to St. Louis?
Actually, it comes from a group called Harkin. That's the name of the platform. And the founder of Harkin, Jennifer Brandel, worked at WBEZ in Chicago. And so she developed a project there called Curious City, which is the same model of having people ask questions and answering them. So since then, she's branched off into her own startup. And so we use the platform. Also, it's being used in Australia, for example. They have Curious Canberra, which is part of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And then also there are industry groups that are using it. So, for example, Current is the public media newspaper, and they're using it to poll their audience about what they want to hear about. So it's a way of just really interacting and getting at a different kind of news that we might not get otherwise.
And there's the opportunity for comment on each of these stories. People can say whatever they wish to say about it. How has that part of it been going? And again, pointing out that this is relatively new.
Sure. Yeah. I think one thing that's interesting is that how you phrase the question matters. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people take issue with how people have phrased the question, which is perfectly legitimate because that can help us also find an answer. We haven't had too many comments yet on the questions, but we definitely want people to feel like they can chip in that knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Why are we taking this on right now?
I think there's, in terms of this upheaval in journalism and wanting to be more interactive, one thing that a lot of newspapers have found is that the comment section has become a problem in terms of the kind of incivility, but also there's not a lot of dialogue happening there. And so this project is one way to actually get a conversation started between people and to make it more interactive.
One of the concerns, obviously, with the newspapers has been the anonymity of the comment, and people feel free, therefore, to say whatever they like in whatever kind of language that they like. That is a problem. How do we deal with that?
We use Harkin uses a platform called Discuss, and so you need to give us at least a legitimate email address to be a part of that conversation. There is an anonymous feature, and that's one thing that I've been sort of struggling with is, if people are asking questions anonymously, how do we bring them into the reporting process?
Mm. Yeah, that certainly is an issue. What do you think about that part of it, Nancy?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to, you know, at least get some sort of sense of who's making the comment. And, you know, taking that information into consideration when we go forward.
We have a little time left. I'm going to open up the lines, see if we can get some of our interaction going here on the radio program. 382-8255 is the number. That's 382-TALK. If you'd like to send us an email, do so at talk@stlpublicradio.org. And we'll take a tweet at STL on air. With regard to the frequency, Kimberly, of these various issues that are going to be raised, how is that going to work?
We'll probably try to have a voting round at least once a month, depending on how many questions we have. And then reporters are also taking up the different questions that they're interested in. So we'll probably try to have a different report at least once every other week from Curious Lewis.
Is this going to take our fine reporting staff away from their beats somehow or away from their normal tasks?
Definitely not. We're trying to enhance their reporting. Yeah. And also, I think it gives reporters a way to be a bit more creative with how they're looking at a story. You can look at it from a different angle.
How so? Just elaborate on that for a moment.
I think in dialogue with the person who asked the question, you get a whole different perspective, particularly if you ask them, like, what motivated you to ask the question? Mm. So, for example, with the question about where did people go to, why are people obsessed with where people went to high school? That we've heard theories about that having to do with being able to place people in a certain hierarchy. But if we talk to the person who asked the question, they might have a completely different motivation or theory about why that is.
How far can we take this in terms of, I mean, there are some issues that can't be dispelled and dealt with in just, in one story. I mean, the Ferguson is the first thing that comes to mind. There are so many elements to that. How far can we take this in this particular format?
Sure. Curious Lewis also has something called a curiosity module, which allows us to ask questions on any topic that we want, and we don't necessarily have to put it up for a vote. So if we, for example, wanted to pursue more about Ferguson from a different aspect, we could tailor a question that we put out to people and field questions that way.
So we are putting out questions on the one hand, and we're also soliciting questions from the listeners and the readers of the website on the other.
It's a very Socratic method.
Yeah. In terms of early response to this, we've already indicated that we've had some pretty good traffic on Facebook. What about with regard to questions, people offering questions? Has that been...
The questions are trickling in. When Nancy's article was published, we definitely got a few more then. So I think people just need to see proof of concept, how people ask questions, the types of questions that they can ask, and I think that'll build.
And any kind of thread, Nancy, that you've seen or Kimberly that you've seen, dots being connected with the kinds of questions being asked?
You know, they're really all over the place. I mean, like, this was just a sort of a whimsical story that turned out not to be about a sign but about a piece of art. You know, and obviously there's the deeper political questions about the stadium. I think, you know, it's just maybe a little piece of something that we haven't answered in a previous story that, you know, it's like, hey, well, you know, what about this little aspect? And, you know, it just gives us a chance to really respond, you know, to our viewers and listeners.
Right. We have a caller that I'd like to get into the discussion. I think perhaps with a question that you better take notes, Kimberly. This might be a good one. Chris in U City, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a piece from the AP in our daily paper that said that Michael Brown, there was no headstone on his gravestone yet, but that hundreds of thousands of dollars had been raised, and I'm curious what happened to the money.
Well, I think we all are. I think we all are. And that is the kind of thing that really bears some looking at. Kimberly, you're making notes even as we speak here,
oh, yeah,
right?
But it would be great to have that entered into the website.
Yeah. So, Chris, why don't you go to our website and ask that same question? We're taking notes here as you speak, but if you would do that, that would be very helpful to us.
I will do so. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the idea. That's that is
good
a good
question.
And it also, you know, some of the questions I've seen with regard to how does St. This whole thing about St. Louis, where did you go to high school, come from? I don't want to say frivolous, but it's kind of, you know, let's light. It's this is a little harder. Mm-hmm. There might be a real story there. We also have Kelly, one of our producers, is giving me a note right now. That's a good one. What about abuse from PR? Professionals. That would be people who could be, loading up with questions just really to give some publicity to a product or an event or whatever. How do you deal with that?
The questions that come in are curated and moderated. So I go through each of the questions as they come in to look at the wording, but also to consider what kinds of conflicts of interest might be there if it's just advertising. And if they are just advertising, we don't put them up. But there might be a question that somebody has that is related to, for example, a hobby. And it's perfectly fine to ask a question related to that if it's related to a business, but we just need to check out any conflicts of interest and make those transparent in the reporting.
There are always folks out there who try to game the system one way or another, so you have to be vigilant about that. Okay, our time is getting away. We have less than a minute left. A quick thought, Kimberly, I'll ask you, what do you want folks to take away from this conversation?
Just ask questions. I know people are curious. I see it all the time when I'm out and about and just talking to people. So just feel free to submit them.
Right. Don't be shy about coming to the website. Nancy, do you have a final thought?
Just if anyone, you know, has ever wondered what's that odd thing on the highway or, you know, in that parking lot or whatever it is, just please go to the website and ask Curious Lewis.
All right. Curious Lewis, that's on our website at stlpublicradio.org. We are privileged and happy to have with us in our studio Kimberly Springer, who has been working hard on this project, kind of your baby, Kimberly, right?
Yes.
Kimberly Springer is the engagement producer at St. Louis Public Radio, and arts and culture reporter Nancy Fowler also with us. Well, good luck with it. It's going to be fun to watch and watch those questions and the responses as they come in.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you, Nancy. That's it for us today. Tomorrow in St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about regional economic contributions of the new South Harbor at America's Central Port. We'll also take a look at efforts to preserve sections of Route 66 in the face of an impending funding crunch. There is always a funding crunch, isn't there? Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.